Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Kofola 9 months 2018 results conference call. I'll now hand you over to Daniel Buric. Sir, you may begin.
Hello, everybody. Here is Daniel speaking. Welcome in our third quarter golf call. Let me say that that's my last call because of management changes, which we realized from November. So maybe I start with this notice. Yannis Samaras was sitting on two chairs as acting group CEO and Czechoslovak Kofola CEO. We decided to split these positions and I am now acting as CEO of Czechoslovakia Kofola. Pavel Jakubík rose up to my position, so he is now the group CFO, so very probably next call will be realized by Pavel. So that maybe small change from the group structure, but very important for focus of Czechoslovak business and for group strategy. We will finish these personal changes on general meeting. General meeting will be held on in the end of November. So I would like to invite the investors to the general meeting, and we will finalize these changes, personal changes, and also we will update articles of association. When I started with corporate matters, so maybe the most important corporate matter in last quarter was full exit of our private equity partner, Enterprise Investors. It was realized in September. So our current free float was increased to level 27%. We see it as a really very important step in our track record of presence of on financial market, because now we can really say that we are liquid company. Liquidity is now 15 times bigger than before EI exit. And so we believe that very soon the increased free float will be also transferred to share price. So that was for introduction. So only first only a few corporate things. Maybe from corporate things, it's also important to say that we continue in our contingency plan in Poland, which is divestment. We successfully sold first of three of our production plants. It was Białk production plant. The transaction was a little bit better than we expected. So the cash cash which we got from this transaction was 100 million Czech crown. That's the smallest production plan which we have in Poland. Of course, this transaction is in one of our financial performance. And now to Q3 results. We had very successful season. When I read the researches from analysts, I was very surprised how they are able to predict our performance, because it's practically on the same figures than our real performance. So we had very successful season. Two reasons. First, very nice weather, sunny weather in Central Europe, which is practically the season started in the end of April and finished in the end of September, so very long season. I think it's important to say that this sunny weather was only in Central Europe. The fact is not in Adriatic region. That's one of fact. That's one of reason why our performance in Adriatic is not so excellent as we expected. Because especially June and July in Adriatic was quite rainy, and the market, especially in July, was declining in the region. Yeah, so sunny weather, very good performance of innovations, especially in Czechoslovakia. Royal Crown Cola, which is very, very successful innovation, and Vina Drought, Vina Frizzante. And in Adriatic region, the best innovation are flavored water of Radenska, and also export of Radenska to new markets or traditional markets, but as an export. Market was because of weather, of course, also market was developing very positively. Our market position in Czech Republic, in Czech retail, was declining. The main reason of this peg is our strong position in syrup category, because the syrup category is today the only declining category on the market. Market in value in third quarter in retail grew in Czech Republic 9%, and syrup category was declining 6%. Market is growing also on Slovak market. There the syrup category is not so important. So we have stable market share in Slovakia in retail, and declining market share on Czech market, retail market, because of syrup category, and also our lower presence in water category in Czech Republic, because we have quite weak position in water in Czech Republic. The best results we received in Horeca, so hotel, restaurants, and catering, where we can talk about jump in our market position because our gap to competitor in Slovakia is now 5%, so we are leading company in Slovakia for 5% before the second competitor. And in Czech Republic, we decreased the gap between us and the leading company on Czechoslovakian market for 5%. So we grew in both our core markets in Horeca significantly, and our main competitor was declining. So that's from the market position, maybe the most important news which we have. From financial perspective, we can see that our sales were 2.9% higher than last year, which is including Poland. If we exclude Poland, that's 7% increase. So significant increase of sales. We grew in margin, and especially then in EBITDA. That's not only question of good level of sales, but of course also of our raw material prices. Year to date, we save on sugar compared to last year 140 million Czech crown, which is significant saving from declining sugar prices. And on the opposite, from the cost structure, the negative trend is on salary. We had, of course, as whole industry, whole economy in Central and Eastern Europe increased salaries, and the salaries are higher compared to last year for 95 million Czech crown. If we exclude the new businesses, our last acquisition, the increase is 70 million Czech crowns. These trends we can expect also in next year. So the sugar price will be declining and salary will grow by the same dynamics. If we look on markets, then we can see that we were very successful in Czech and Slovak. So on our core market, more in Czech than in Slovakia, but still it's significant growth. We are still declining in Poland on the sales level. In Q3, we lost 55 million Czech crown, and we can say that today we are not ready to change the negative trend of performance in Poland. So we need structural change, and we grew again. We have very nice growth in Slovenia, and in Q3 we can say that we are flat in Croatia. Maybe it's also important to say why the performance of Adriatic is a little bit weaker than in our core markets. So first, Slovenia. Slovenia, even though we year to date grew in Slovakia 6%, that's the same dynamic also in revenue, also in PCs, so quite positive growth, but we expected more. We still didn't approve a contract with Mercator, which is the most important retailer in Slovenia, 35% market share in Slovenia. So we have lower promotions, and the negotiations are really very, very difficult, and we expect that it's a waste of time to finish now the contract for 2018, so we focus now on contract for 2019. We grew significantly more in PepsiCo brands than on our own brands. Yeah, the growth year to date on Pepsi brands in Slovenia is 17%, but the profitability of PepsiCo brands, because we are only bottler and distributor, then the margin is a little bit lower than on our own brand. And we also have troubles with cost, especially of course of energy in Slovenia and Croatia. That's 15% growth compared to last year, and logistic cost. So that's Slovenia and Croatia. From again, the weather was summer was quite cold. They told, for example, in Slovenia that it was the worst summer in last 20 years. In Croatia, we first not positive summer impact. Again, the same trend in PepsiCo brand. So we grew more in Croatia in Pepsi brand than on our own brand. We grew in Croatia 27%. So again, that's very nice growth year to date. But it's behind our expectation. Our plans were more ambitious. There is strong pressure of competitors. There was celebration of Janica, from their anniversary, so they had very deep promotions, and also Atlantic Water Kala was very successful by cheap prices. So we lost position in Lidl in modern trade in Croatia. And that's why, again, our results in Croatia are behind expectation. And so also we started with investment to our brands, but the investment were not transferred enough to performance. That's what we will do with it. We will continue with our plan. We know that Croatia is a little bit difficult target for us, but we have all tools how to change the trend, how to continue with increasing those sales, and how to achieve targeted profitability. And that's only from my perspective, that's only a question of time. So we are not so quick as we expected. So that's our core market. Totally, you can see in our report that our EBITDA is in Q3 is 395 million Czech crown. So that's 11% growth, excluding Poland, it's 12%. Something more. And year to date, our EBITDA is on level 834 million Czech crowns. So compared to last year, that's 18% growth. We improved also other financial KPIs. Gross margin is very high level. It's 45%, and EBITDA margin is now 15%. We can see that also from long-term perspective, from LTM EBITDA, last 12 months EBITDA, that we grew practically from half of last year. Also this positive development was we realized higher operating cash flow, and so again our net debt position is declining. So we are currently on level 2.4 EBITDA, net debt to EBITDA. So I'm happy that we are again decreasing this KPI. So of course, because of good performance, we are ready to achieve all the covenants for banks, so we are on very stable position. Yeah, I think that's I tried to comment briefly all our main figures and main trends. So now I suggest that we are ready to answer your questions. So if I can ask quickly.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll now start Q&A session. If you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding until we have the first question. Our first question comes from Jakub Mikan. Please go ahead.
Good morning, and congrats, Daniel, on the new position. If I could ask you first on the raw material pricing, given that you, at this time usually you're contracting the prices of sugar for next 12 months, and we are seeing a jump in the raw material or in the sugar price by 19%, my question is, how do you look in terms of the raw material pricing or sugar pricing for 2019? My second question would be on the Adriatic region and the 400 bips adjusted EBITDA margin decline that we have seen in the third quarter. My question is that if that's primarily something that we would see on a recurring basis in the fourth quarter and in 2019, or this was largely a one-off. And then my third question would primarily be on the exit from Poland, given that you still have not made the final decision. Are you still going to be able to start the year of 2019 without Poland, or the plan of the exit has sort of been postponed? Thank you.
Okay, so thank you for your question. I'm not sure if I understand well the second one, so my colleague will put it me on table. So first, raw materials. Raw material price development is very positive for 2018. So sugar price is lower, and we dropped for roughly 20%. The same development we expect also next year. The current prices are around 300 euro per ton for sugar. So that's positive effect. We have one negative raw material trend, and that's the PET granulate. First, because it's in correlation with oil prices, which are also growing, and second, because of capacity of producers. We have to expect higher prices. So half of sugar saving will be eaten by PET growth next year. Sorry, I will not tell you our tendered values because it's a little bit secret, but for your analysis, you can use it. So saving from sugar will be eaten by from 60% by higher PET granulate growth, and PET granulate growth is a very important part of our raw material structure. We signed contracts for next year, so we are fully hedged, we can say, for 2019, and now we are thinking if it's good time for signed contracts also for 2020, because we expect that after very big drop of sugar prices, the market will be growing again. It's question it will be in 2020 or 2021. We analyze the situation very properly because it's, of course, for us the key issue. We can say that we are ready to sign contract for 2020 for prices which we have on next year. Now it's question is to sign it or not. And we will, of course, inform you after in next call. That's the first question. Second question was EBITDA in Croatia. We see there is a negative development of EBITDA. We still believe that we can improve it a little bit. So our expectation is the positive EBITDA in Croatia. Currently, we have 5 million. Of course, in Q4 for the soft drink market in Croatia, it's a very low season, so we expect some saving on cost side, but we expect EBITDA roughly 500,000 euro for Croatia. We will see how successful we will be. But as I mentioned, that's not we believe that market in Croatia is healthy. There is the space for our brands. We must invest to our brands. We had very successful promotion for Studenac. We have very nice sales of Radenska in Croatia and Pepsi brands in Croatia. Behind expectation is especially Studenac as a mineral water brand, and we must find some way how to came with innovative approach to this brand. That's maybe our target for Q4 in Croatia. And the last question was exit from Poland. It's difficult to say that we are really ready to sell Poland, but that's the fact. We negotiate with some potential buyers. but nothing is signed. So of course we will inform the financial market immediately after some significant movement of the project. As I mentioned, one production plan was sold. Second, we negotiate about the divestment also, and full exit from Poland or mainstream part of our Poland business is on table, but will be not realized till the end of year. So we calculate that we will continue also in the first 6 months next year with small hope, we name it small hope, so we limitate now investment to the marketing, to development of product, because we are really in very, very close to divestment regime. Yeah. So that's
our next question comes from Pavel Ryska from GNT Banka. Please go ahead.
Good morning. I'm not sure if it was my name which was called out because the phone was silent. Thank you for taking the questions. I have two. The first one is, given the EBITDA that you achieved in the first 9 months of this year and given the result for the fourth quarter of last year, which was roughly a quarter billion korunas, so wouldn't it be more appropriate to shift the guidance upwards of 1 billion Czech crowns, or will there be some factors which will cause the EBITDA for this year to be still around 1 billion, which is your guidance that you are keeping? And the second question, you have in your presentation that you are still counting with possible impairment of Hop Polska. Could you specify how big this impairment could be, if it will be in tens or hundreds of millions of Czech crowns? Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for both your questions, because I forgot to comment this two very important part of our presentation. So first, guidance. Frankly speaking, we discussed a lot in management team that there is expectation of investors that we will come with new guidance. Finally, we decided to keep our guidance. It's minimal guidance from our current performance is 835. As you mentioned last year, which Q4 was not very successful, you can say standard. So if we summarize these two figures, then the result must be better than 1 billion. We don't see any significant risk for our business in Q4, but finally we decided not to change the guidance. The only what we can say that is that we believe that it will be significantly better than 1 billion. Yeah, so sorry, that's our management decision. And second, is impairment question. We plan to impair our Polish subsidiary Hope significantly. What's positive is the fact that the general meeting in August approved the decrease of registered capital, so we have enough space to impair Poland without any impact to our ability to pay dividends, to distribute dividends next year. So dividends, can be sure that dividends will be paid also next year. We plan to book this impairment in Q3, but we also plan that we will be our development project in Poland will be more close to finalization. Yeah, so it will be exact calculation. Currently, it's not. not on table. We don't have a good proposal for Hope divestment. So probably it will be, we are close to count, to give to our accounting maximum impairment to Poland, which is, sorry, now I forgot, Pavel, could you tell me the level which we have now?
I think most probably it will be in hundreds of million Czech crowns, but we are not ready to share with you at that moment the more precise figure. But the scale is hundreds of million Czech crowns.
Yeah, so it will be, we try to make impairment in maximum level, so you can calculate, but we will not tell you it now. Yeah, so sorry that we really plan to do it in Q3, but we don't have enough information. So now we will use the standard models of impairment tests, which we have with auditors. Yeah, so it will be not impaired to selling price, yeah, because we don't have selling price now.
Okay, thank you. Can I have one more question?
Yeah, of course.
Which is from a pretty different field. So there has been recently information that the Czech company Karlovarské minerální vody might be acquiring PepsiCo, Czech Republic. And for this reason, they might be required to divest some of their current assets. So would you be looking at a possible investment in some of their assets if there was this possibility?
Yeah, so maybe first, the transaction was approved by anti-monopoly office, so we can say that the transaction was not might be. What we are quite surprised that anti-monopoly office gave them. Of course, they gave them structural conditions, but they didn't public which conditions that are. Yeah, so probably that they will have or not to merger with PepsiCo water brand, which is Toma, or they will sell some water. Yeah. And the same in IT category. In water category, I told it in my speech about Czech performance in Q3. We are quite weak in Czech water category market because we have this right only 5% market share. So we are looking for increase in this category. So of course we will have the intention to acquire it. It's question what the real selling, how to say it, because KMB is able maybe to keep all the rules properly, and so it's question if they sell it really or it will be only the fictitious divestment as they realized in Hanovka Kyselka transaction. I don't know, 5 years ago when they realized it. Yeah, so that's
okay. Thank you.
So
and I will go. We'll take our next question from Peter Bartek. Please go ahead.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my question. Most of them were already answered. But first, can you confirm that I understood correctly that you actually, as a management, expect much better EBITDA in this year than what's actually your official guidance? Second, if you can update us on your CAPEX in 9 months, it was little bit higher than I would expect, also higher than your previous full year guidance. So what's the CAPEX plan for this year and next year? And also if you can update the dividend policy and if you are planning to pay out a stable dividend next year, so meaning 16.2 crowns per share. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you for your question. So first, the guidance, as I said, is that we keep the guidance, but the guidance is minimum, so we expect better performance than 1 billion. But we will not give you more concrete value. That's first. Second question for CapEx. We have planned for full year CapEx. Of course, in the CapEx, reported CapEx, there are also acquisitions. So there is acquisition of Leros and Klaštorna, which were partly financial acquisition, partly it was the asset deal. Yeah, so that's why the level looks a little bit higher. We have planned for this year 400. Oh yeah, let's check it. So we have plan of CapExes, and we work according to this plan. And the only change or update is because of this acquisition. So in group CapEx we have target 430 million crowns. And your last question was dividend policy. Yeah, dividend policy update. Yes, so we keep our dividend policy. So it's 60% of our consolidated net profit. And in last years we paid more, and we plan to keep the level around 300 million Czech crown, or minimum level is 300 million Czech crown. Last year dividend 360 was a little bit higher because of some decisions of shareholder, but I will not tell now the exact figure which will be recommended by management, but it will be around 300 million Czech crown, which is I think the minimum level of which I expect.
Thank you. If you could still update us on the CapEx plan for the next year, 2019.
CapEx plan for next year. Yeah, so for next year we have CapEx plan 460 million Czech crown.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Our next question comes from Jan Raska from FIO Banka. Please go ahead.
Hello, this is Jan Raska from FIO Bank. I would like to ask you for two sugar prices again. So what sugar price do you negotiate for the next year? What average sugar price? If I can ask you.
Yeah. Of course, you can ask me a question. If I can tell you, of course, not exactly, but you say that last year 9 months price was 420 roughly. For actual level this year is roughly 320, and for next year we will be. I will tell you the range because really it's the secret to tell it, so it's between 240 and 270. Yeah. So that answer. Yeah.
So 240 to 270, it's the range for the next year.
Yeah, yeah, that's the range. Yeah, of course, we have the exact price, but we will not tell you it.
Yeah.
So exactly, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. We have no other question. Dear speaker, back to you for the conclusion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for your question, for your attention. We were happy that we could report really positive development of our Q3 performance. We believe that also next month will be successful. So we expect that our EBITDA will be again above 1 billion Czech crown. So last year with level 950 is forgotten, and we have many plans for next year. So we will share it with you on our full year conf call. And because of changes in management, probably it's my last opportunity to comment our performance. So thank you very much for your attention, and I will give the voice next time to Pavel. Yeah, so thank you very much. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes our conference call. Thank you all for participating. You may now disconnect.